Spur. Well, on Friday night at 10:45, the essay on Caravaggio will be given by Ben Quash, Professor of Christianity and the Arts at King's College London. BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Adjö farväl min söta flicka som jag beständigt älskat har. Din avskedsskål, den vill jag dricka för innan jag ifrån dig far. Jag älskar dig som ingen annan så länge blodet har sitt lopp. Och leva skola vi tillsammans till döden skiljer själ och kropp. Hjärta vittnebär på ett hav som solen susar. Där vågar jag mitt unga liv. Fast vågorna där farligt brusa, jag anser dem som tidsfördrev.
That lovely song became a bit of a soundtrack to a recent visit to Norway to the Førde Festival, where old friend the Swedish nickel harp player Johan Hedin was playing with the guitarist and singer Esbjørn Hazelius. They were upstairs in a little restaurant by the river. It was absolutely packed and everyone was so caught up in the music that I think the barman only sold one drink during the whole concert. Adieu, farewell, the title of that song, and more from Hedin and Hazelius later on. Last night here on Late Junction, I played you music from a project called Grieg in Outer Space by the Bergen-based musician Frode Flatland. It's a project which visitors to the Bergen Festival could see for themselves in May as the giant machine, fuelled by tea, sent Grieg's music out into the airwaves, only for it to be returned in quite a different form. Orser's Death from Grieg's Music for Peer Gynt from Frode Flatland's Grieg in Outer Space project, which I was very pleased to encounter in Bergen this spring. This music is rooted in silence, says the Ukrainian composer Valentin Silvestrov. His three-part Alleluia moves from evening, then to morning, and then to night. So we start with evening. Evening from Silvestrov's three-part Alleluia, Mykola Hobditch conducting the Kiev Chamber Choir. And the other parts, morning and night, come later on in Late Junction tonight. One recent review of the singer Liz Green described her as part Joanna Newsom, part 30s starlet. And she's also been described as the UK's missing link between Jolie Holland and Karen Dalton. Well, here she is with an Andrew Sisters cover by Mia Bistuschern.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And then you came in sight and my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain open to explain all the things do to me. By mere bistuschen, please let me explain. By mere bistuschen means that you're grand. By mere bistuschen, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Try to explain, they mean this to shame. So kiss me and say you understand. They mean this to shame. You've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. They mean this to shame means that you're grand. They mean Bistuschen, it's such an old refrain, but yet I should explain. It means I'm begging for your hand. I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, by mere bistuschen. So kiss me and say you understand.
Liz Green, and you can catch her at Black's in Dean Street in London on the 8th of August. Another band now which I enjoyed at the Firda Festival last month, Norway's very successful answer to WOMAD, and they were a Bulgarian-Mongolian-French trio called Violon Barbare. Dan Davanchik plays the Mongolian three-string morin kur. Dimitar plays the gadulka, that's three strings plus 11 sympathetic strings. And Fabian plays percussion, anything from salad bowls to hot water bottles.
Of the dying, waxen candles in the warm hands of the hill, candles in the warm hands of the hill. In the graveyard, down in the graveyard, will I stoop to drink the sacramental wine, all for to lay upon the wounds of our dear Savior. Well, I thought to gather up the sacred nine. I thought to gather up the sacred nine. Hollyhocks and hellebores to lay upon his open sores, the dogwood and the speed as blood and see him heal the century and sell down till the upon his open shrine. And last of all the mistletoe, bean of oak and boulder's woe, with mastery of every foe in which so strike the bray harp. Come strike the harp and let the wires breathe. Oh, strike the harp and raise your tiny voices in Homeric hymns to mitochondrial Eve. Homeric hymns to mitochondrial Eve. Sacramento shore, all for to crowd around the tomb of our dear Savior. Well, I thought to gather up the primal hoard. I thought to gather up the primal hoard. The chandler his tallow, the farmer his fallow, the fletcher his feather, the cobbler his leather. Taverners and hostelers, taverners and hostelers, taverners and hostelers, and every trade now lost to us. Sleeping Lord, oh sleeping Lord, Father of the primal horde, once adored, now evermore, evermore forsaken. Must we too, oh, must we too, eventually lie down like you, on bed of ruin, nevermore, nevermore awake. Sleeping Lord, oh, sleeping Lord, Father of the primal horde, once adored, must we too, oh, must we too, eventually lie down like you, on bed of ruin, nevermore, nevermore awake.
Alistair Roberts and members of Concerto Caledonia with a song inspired by a number of different sources, they say, and a tune partly taken from an Irish song from the 1950s. The Sacred Nine and the Primal Horde was the title, and that comes from a CD called Revenge of the Folk Singers. And Baba Rock, just before, from a very fine, a fun trio called Violon Baba. X-Space is a band from Choma in Zambia, which our producer Roger Short came across during recent travels there, falling in love with their earthy sound, he tells me, and I have to agree.
Mm-hmm. Ati baso puyando no basango. Ito jisa. Uyandika kuyaba muntu ngo imbumi ngwapona. Ano masuva no basango agaturangisa murai. Ando masuba no basa kwa gaturangisha imura irireme. Ando masuba matinga guyaba musi tomu ya mga pona. Andisa waga kwitu andisa ulaga sowe kuyobaga sowe. Aturangishe no basa kwa tutamani kukwa imura irireme. Aturangishe no basa kwa tutamani kukwa imura irireme. Achimala ire kubasa kwa bana bana abasimbi bakubushi. Bamwe basinde ate kwa bajita kuti babata ati nkulipika zaheria wabaga sowe. Kuyo enda musangwa musangwa wabaga sowe mura irireme. Bamwe basimbi ate kwa bajita kuti babata ati nkulipika zaheria wabaga sowe. Enda musakwa musakwa wabaga jisa imura irireme. Dambira nduwa ndime aturangishe toba imbi tutamani ukwa imura irireme. Aturangishe toba imbi tutamani ukwa imura irireme. Kaiba simbi baye tabu aboba kuba sotora mudara yo byo ainka niza kirona gari kukuyata ujima nae batipe andi soba nangue ichirile nguba aga jisa wele tegu tisoba imbi atuwe buyo bantuma bayira bantuma. Wagwete andu wajiswa nzoni sorry ati malairire umadala kumamama abamwi basankwa balo bayita kuti bakwitwa kumunzani tiba musaraya ani wabajando. Ando masuba matinga guya kwa musangwa tomu yangwa kala. Andisa waga kwitwa andisa ulajando kuyo bajibinde. Baguye ngabwe 5 bini atipe nguhoyo. Ujitari gaguji sankinka guji patera atiba gani pime. Tariga guji sankika guji patela ativa gandhi pime. Valo valamba tekwa guji na burwasi sita guje ya buloa. Shua valo valamba tekwa guji na burwasi sita guje ya buloa. Watariga guji viri gandhi samburwasi kogu utasigi. Watariga guji viri gandhi samburwasi kama na bantu ono njibya adibu kwa
Aus Samson itova imitova enyu otukame kuti Aturia nini wagoga wete Nisosore kuba simbino basa Kuri yandu atujisa Bara kuti padera vakupima achibuba zvipabungura Wenyu omuka mwini nkwiro wabuyo Ndafagari Shii
Writing at the very end of the 17th century was an Italian composer called Bernardo Pasquini, who was also an amazing harpsichordist by all accounts. He wrote a set of very imaginative and inventive sonatas for two harpsichords, and that was one of them played by Attilio Cremonesi and Alessandro De Marchi. And they followed on from a group called X-Base, whose CD our Late Junction producer Roger Short brought back for us to listen to from a recent trip to Zambia. The legendary Turkish singer Sezen Aksu returns to London this autumn, and she'll perform at the Royal Albert Hall to promote her 24th album in a career which spans 30 years. This is a haunting song from 1988, Kavaklar, which means poplar trees. My body is cold and my heart is aching. They cut me out of a fading photo with blunt scissors. On my shoulder rests half a hand.
Oh, cockles, oh, cockles.
boşluğu tamamlar. Ah, omuzumda bir kesik el ki hala hala durmadan kanar. Ah, kavaklar, ah, kavaklar, acı düştü peşime. Ah, kavaklar, ah, kavaklar, ardımdan ıslık çağır. Ah, kavaklar, ah, kavaklar, acı düştü peşime. Ardımdan sık
dünyada tükenmez murat varmış, varmış, varmış. Ne alan gördüm ne murat gördüm. Ne alan gördüm ne murat gördüm sevdim. Meşakkatın adım Murat koymuşlar, koymuşlar, koymuşlar. dünyadan ne lezzetle bir tat gördüm. Dünyadan lezzetine bir tat gördüm tabibim. Ölüm var dünyada yok imiş Murat de Murat de Murat. Günbe gün artıyor türlü meşakkat. Günbe gün artıyor türlü meşakkat sevdiğime. Kalmamış dünyada ehli kanat, kanat, kanat. İnsanlar içinde çok fesat gördüm. İnsanlar içinde çok fesat gördüm sevdiğim. Var mıdır dünyaya gelip de kalan, de kalan, de kalan? Gülüp baştan başa muradın alan. Gülüp baştan başa muradın alan sevdiğim. Muradım ah sudu hepsi yalan de yalan de yalan. Ölümü dünyada hakikat gördüm. Ölümü dünyada hakikat gördüm sevdiğim. Dönüyor bir dolap çarkı belirsiz, belirsiz, belirsiz. Çağlayan bir su var arkı belirsiz. Çağlayan bir su var arkı belirsiz sevdiğim. Veysel neler satar narhı belirsiz, belirsiz, belirsiz. Ne müşteri gördüm ne hesap gördüm. Ne müşteri gördüm ne hesap gördüm sevdiğim.
The great Turkish saz player Cengiz Özkan with a song called Murad by the Turkish poet Aşık Veysel, who died in 1973. Veysel was blind for most of his life and his songs were usually about death and sad stories. And that followed the Turkish singer Sezen Aksu and a song from 1988 called Kavaklar. And Sezen will be in concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London on the 20th of October. Another of Valentin Silvestrov's Alleluias now. This is the second of the set of three called Morning. Silvestrov's Morning Alleluia, sung there by the Kiev Chamber Choir. Lord Kelvin is the trio of Erik Hegdahl playing sax and clarinet, Erik Johannesson on trombone and Gard Nielsen on drums. They thrust a new CD into my hands at the Molde Jazz Festival last month, and despite it being called Radio Has No Future, here's a track. The trio Lord Kelvin with a track called Automatic Curb Sender from their new CD called Radio Has No Future. And they wouldn't admit to me which one of them came up with that title. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Another song now from the duo of Esbjørn Hazelius and Johan Herdin, Till Himmelen to Heaven.
Till himmelen dit så länge väntat på.
Beautiful song called To Heaven from the duo Hazelius Hedin. Eliot Sharp's been a key figure on the New York experimental music scene for quite some time. Saxophones and clarinets take his fancy in a piece called ISO.
We'll be right back.
The Armenian pianist Tigran Hamasyan, a track called What the Waves Brought, following on from New York-based Elliot Sharp and a piece called ISO. Another track tonight from the recently released Rough Guide to Lullabies. This one's from Corsica. It's sung by Ondula Potentini, who was born in a village in northern Corsica, and she grew up hearing her father singing the traditional shepherd's music. Ciuciorella is probably the most famous Corsican lullaby, promising hope to the little one. Lullaby from Corsica, sung by Ondula Potentini. Miles Davis, reworked by Bill Laswell. Next, a true tribute to the music of Miles in a project called Panthalassa, a remixing which I'm sure has introduced many to In a Silent Way. Thank you. Beautiful music, lovingly recrafted. Miles Davis, remixed by Bill Laswell. And you can find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlist, and you'll find that via the Radio 3 homepage. Next tonight, the third of the Alleluias by Valentin Silvestrov. Evening became morning, and now the final Alleluia is night. Anne Briggs from her 1971 album, The Time Has Come. Hazelius and Hedin before, and a Shepherd's Polska, and Valentin Silvestrov's Alleluia Night. That was first of all sung by the Kiev Chamber Choir. If you're listening on something like a car radio, it's worth listening again on some really good speakers. Walksall from the new CD Ding by Dieter Merbius. Tomorrow night at the Proms, the Tallis Scholars mark the 400th anniversary of the death of the composer Tomás Luis de Victoria. They'll be singing his Requiem and his Good Friday responses. As a priest and as composer at the Spanish court, Victoria's music has been admired over the centuries for its intensity and its beauty. Here's a taster of what you can hear tomorrow night in the late night prom. Versa est in luctum. My harp is turned to mourning. Spare me, O Lord, for my days are as nothing.
Thank you.
The cellist Peter Gregson playing Max Richter's piece Vocal, following on from Victoria's Versa Est in Luctum, sung by the Tallis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips. A taste of what you can hear in tomorrow's Late Night Prom, live from the Royal Albert Hall. That starts at 10 and Late Junction follows that at 11:30. I'm going to end tonight with a meeting of flutes from two traditions and a celebration that the flute is the way of communicating from different parts of the world. Yakuba Momuni from Niger and Jean-Luc Thomas's Celtic tradition with percussion from Boubacar Suleiman. Until tomorrow night at 11:30, good night.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Another visit now to the 2010 Chopin and his Europe Music Festival in Warsaw. And if the word celebrity has become devalued of late, this is a celebrity with a capital C concert. Pianist Marta Argerich and cellist Misha Majski, in pieces by those two contemporaries, Chopin and Schumann, and two composers, Chopin-influenced, Grieg and Debussy. This cello sonata of Debussy's is from 1915. Pierrot Angry with the Moon was the subtitle Debussy once thought of giving the sonata. And there are quite a few elements of the harlequin in the piece, not least the sonata's unpredictable and often sudden alternations of the glad and the sad.